Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And it's our people unit. And this particular famous person is missing, and she's presumed dead.
Oh, she's definitely dead.
Yeah, maybe you've heard about her, Amelia Earhart. Okay, have you heard of her? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But, well, if you haven't heard of her, think of an early pioneer in aviation, a female one at that. She was famous for flying her airplane all over the world. And then, of course, she's most famous for disappearing in the Pacific Ocean during the 1930s, I believe.
80 years ago, she vanished while she was on a round-the-world flight, the first woman to ever do so. So we never found her body, but there have been some interesting stories in the news the last couple of years about, clues about her disappearance, where she might have crash-landed. There was a photo that was made famous in 2017, and last year I saw it again. A photo that's kind of blurry, but it looks like the back of her. So some people think she may have survived her crash-landing. For a long time, when we were growing up, Tom, I know that we used to always talk about how she had crash-landed in the ocean, you know, and they couldn't find her plane. But now they think they found one of her bones. So we're going to talk about Amelia Earhart, who is considered to be a pioneer of the skies. She's very famous for her aviation. She was pretty tough because back then, women weren't allowed or had a hard time participating in some of the fields that were considered to be for men only. So we're going to read through this. I'll read through it, and then we'll be back to talk about it. Amelia Earhart is remembered as the woman who conquered the skies. Called Queen of the Air, Amelia is known for her record-breaking flights. She believed that adventure is worthwhile in itself, a view that motivated her to test the limits of aviation. She was also a best-selling author and set a strong example for women by proving her abilities weren't limited by her gender. Her life, as well as the way she seemed to have vanished, fascinates the world to this day. Born on July 24, 1897, in Atchison, Kansas, U.S., Amelia fell in love with flying the first time she took a ride on an airplane. She was 23 at the time and at an air show in Long Beach, California, U.S. Soon afterward, she began taking flying lessons and earned her pilot's license in 1921. Within a year, she had bought her own small yellow plane, which she called the Canary. A decade later, Amelia became the first female pilot to make a solo flight across the Atlantic Ocean. And in 1935, she became the first person to fly alone across the Pacific. Soon, she had another ambitious goal in mind: to fly around the entire world. With high hopes, Amelia set off from Florida, U.S., with navigator Fred Noonan on June 1, 1937. However, their twin-engine plane disappeared on the second day of their journey, near Howland Island in the Pacific. The U.S. government concluded the pair had run out of fuel and crashed into the water, while some forensic analysts claim that bones discovered on Niku Maroro Island belonged to Amelia. Over time, her story has become the stuff of legend, and 8 decades after her disappearance, Amelia remains an inspirational figure.
All right, everybody, it's time to talk about our famous person of the month, Amelia Earhart, pioneer of the skies. You've probably heard about her. She's the stuff of legend. And, of course, she disappeared in 1937 while trying to fly across the Pacific Ocean. And, of course, people have been searching for her. They wonder what happened to her. That, of course, was at the beginning of World War II, and maybe the Japanese captured her, stuff like that. But we'll talk about some of these theories as our program continues. But, hey, let's talk about her life and times. we're considering her a pioneer of the skies. A pioneer, of course, is somebody who does something that someone else hasn't done before, or they've gone someplace someone hasn't gone to before. So she's a pioneer of the skies. Amelia Earhart was as well somebody who, helped set some records with airplanes and stuff like that. She was a famous pilot, and I'm sure she was an inspiration for females, women, to become pilots as well. As you know, of course, there are women in the cockpit as well these days, probably thanks to Amelia here. So let's get going here with the first part. It says, Amelia Earhart is remembered as the woman who conquered the skies. Now, here we've got the verb to conquer. That means basically you take over something. It's most often used when we talk about large armies invading a country and taking over that country. We could say they conquered that country. William the Conqueror conquered lots of different countries, etc. So here, she's not actually, taking over the skies and bombing countries and stuff like that. No, she just actually was a pioneer. She set records and she did a lot of things for aviation.
She did. We're going to talk about some of those records. So she had a lot of nicknames. One of them was Queen of the Air. Back then, there were very few women flying. She was one of the only ones that was known by name. She was known for record-breaking flights. If you do something for the first time, no one's ever done it before, you're usually breaking some sort of record. So she believed that, and this is a quote, these are words she actually said herself in quotation marks, adventure is worthwhile in itself. Just doing something that's kind of adventurous is worth the time, worth the trouble, even if you're not really successful at what you're doing. Just the fact that you tried to do something that was adventurous or considered maybe risky was worth your time. If something's worthwhile, you're not wasting your time. You're doing something that is worth the time, the money, the effort, whatever you're spending. It's valuable to you or it's important to you. Going to school is worthwhile if you study hard, get good grades. Usually can help you get a better job when you graduate. I think lots of times if you're helping your mom or dad, that's worthwhile. You're building that relationship with them. Exercising is worthwhile because you're keeping your body in good shape. So there are lots of things that are worthwhile, worth the time, money, effort, anything that you hua in Chinese, we hua shi jian, anything that you're spending to do something that brings some sort of reward is worthwhile.
Donating blood is a worthwhile contribution to society.
Yeah.
Consider doing that at some point here. But she's saying adventure is worthwhile in itself. Maybe she means that just having an adventure is fun enough. Don't worry about the fame afterwards. But that motivated her. It's a view that she had, an outlook that she had, and it motivated her to test the limits of aviation. So maybe it was good enough during the 1920s or whatever to fly an airplane from point A to point B. That was enough. But she wanted to test the limits. What's the limit? How far can we go? Can we actually fly across the ocean? Can we fly around the world? Can we fly to the moon? She wanted to test the limits of aviation. And I did mention the word aviation before. That's just the science of flying, basically, flying airplanes into the atmosphere.
And if you're someone who flies, if you're a pilot, you're called an aviator. It's kind of an old-fashioned word, isn't it? There was a movie that came out, The Aviator. Do you remember that?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so Aviator
Leonardo
is
DiCaprio.
Yes,
Martin Scorsese film. Yep.
So The Aviator we're talking about today, of course, is Amelia Earhart. You can test the limits of lots of things. You got to be careful, though. If you're testing the limits, you're usually taking some sort of risks. You're doing something that could be a little dangerous. And actually, she did test the limits. She unfortunately, died trying to do something that she loved. But it's a good way to die, I guess, if you're going to go do something, go by doing something you love. She was also a best-selling author, which I didn't realize until today. So I'm going to look that up and see what she wrote. She also set a strong example for women by proving her abilities weren't limited by her gender or her sex. Just because she's female didn't mean that she couldn't do some of those things that typically just men did back then. She wanted to do things to test her own limits, I think you could say.
Exactly. So she was also a best-selling author. She wrote books, and she was not limited by her gender. You could also say her sex, male, female, that's gender. Her life, as well as the way she seemed to have vanished, fascinates the world to this day. And, of course, it's hard to tell if people would have remembered her because of her accomplishments or because of the fact that she vanished. I think that makes her even more a mystery because she vanished.
Totally.
She disappeared. Nobody knows what happened to her. Some people think they know, but it's still a theory and nobody has really proven it yet. And everybody talks about this every once in a while. It was a big topic last year, as you mentioned earlier in the program. That photograph came out last year, and she's supposedly in that photograph, but nobody's really sure. And maybe somebody found some bones or something, or maybe they could match some DNA. We just don't know yet. So that mystery fascinates us to this day. Gee, what happened to her? We still want to find out.
With this word vanished, I wanted to mention we have a very popular phrase that we use when we use vanish. We'll often say, he vanished, of course, past tense, vanished without a trace. A trace is just a little bit of anything left behind. There's no clue, no evidence, nothing left behind, vanished without a trace, which means it's hard for detectives or police to find them if there's not a trace that's left behind.
A variant on that would be to vanish into thin air.
Yes.
You totally disappear, like Amelia Earhart, because she was flying, so she vanished into thin air.
They never found any part of her plane, which is tough.
Yep, it's probably at the bottom of the ocean somewhere, and of course, as you know, the ocean's big, and we're not going to see it until the oceans evaporate in billions of years. But in any case here, yes, we just don't know how she vanished, what happened to her, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's about the midway point for today's lesson. So, hey, let's take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天的主角呢是一个传奇的女飞行员，她的名字叫做 Amelia Earhart. 首先来看到第一个空格的句子写着 Called Queen of the Air.Amelia is known blank one her record-breaking flights. 首先呢，讲到呢，她被称之为空中女王。那她是因为什么而有名的呢？在英文里面呢，我们用人当主词 be known for 加上她有名的原因，所以搭配文意，第一题的标准答案就选择 A for。第二个句子，这里写着 She believed that adventure is worthwhile in itself, a view that blank to her to test the limits of aviation. 那么这一位女飞行员呢，她相信冒险本身就是 worthwhile, 就是值得的。正因为是这样子的观点，怎么样让他呢去测试飞行的极限？第二题的 A 选项 motivated 给予动机激发 ，B nominated 提名 ，C regulated 管理控制 ，D isolated 隔离。正因为他觉得冒险本身就是值得的这样子的观念，就激发了他想要去测试飞行的极限。搭配文意。第二题的标准答案我们就选择 A, motivated. 第三个空格的句子 Her life, as well as the way she seemed to have vanished, blank three, the world to this day. 其实她的一生呢以及她似乎已经凭空消失的方式直到今天怎么样让这个世界呢我们来注意一下这一句的主词是 her life, 然后动词就是第三个空格。她的一生到了今天也让世界怎么样呢？你如果能够分辨清楚主词是 her life, 后面要加的呢是表达一种事实，所以呢它是这一句的主要动词。所以这里考考大家文法句型的概念，标准答案就选择 B, fascinates。指的就是使着迷使神魂颠倒到了今天他的一生还是让全世界深深着迷
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, so our first paragraph was an introduction to our subject. Of course, we're talking about Amelia Earhart, so let's talk about her life and times. Born on July 24th, 1897 in Atchison, Kansas, U.S., Amelia fell in love with flying the first time she took a ride on an airplane. So she was born in the 19th century in Kansas. And I guess the first time she took a plane ride, she was hooked. Hey, I like this. I want to become a pilot. And she was 23 at the time and at an air show in Long Beach, California, U.S. So somehow she went from Kansas to California. She got to ride in an airplane at that time. She was 23 and she was hooked. Wow, this is great. I want to become a pilot.
Yeah, we say that if you're hooked, it just means there's something about it that's really attractive to you. It's almost like you're addicted to it. So she was hooked when she took that ride on an airplane for the first time. Soon afterward, she was lucky enough to begin taking flying lessons, which you have to do if you want to become a pilot. Usually you have to spend quite a few hours in the air with a trainer. And what did they say? They log hours in the air. So you have to fly a certain number of hours before you can even earn your pilot's license. She earned hers in 1921. She was really young to be getting a pilot's license. I was telling Tom during the break, she probably came from a very wealthy family. You'd have to have quite a bit of money, especially back in 1921. Usually there were very rich people and very poor people. You know, middle class people couldn't just go out and take flying lessons. That's kind of hard. So within a year of getting her pilot's license, if you're a pilot, of course, it means you can fly a plane. She was able to buy her own small yellow plane. And I'm pretty sure back then planes were very, very expensive. They're still expensive. It was a cute plane. It was very yellow. So, of course, she called it the canary. A canary is a bird that's yellow, and they're quite small and very cute.
When we see the word pilot, we oftentimes think of somebody who flies a plane. Mm-hmm. So she got her pilot's license in the early 1920s. She got her own plane. She named it the canary, which, as you said, is a bright yellow bird. A decade later, or 10 years after that, Amelia became the first female pilot to make a solo flight across the Atlantic Ocean. Solo just means you're all by yourself. She was in the plane all by herself. Nobody was with her. And in 1935, she became the first person to fly alone across the Pacific. Mm-hmm. So that, again, is a solo flight across the Pacific Ocean. And as you know, the Pacific Ocean is much larger than the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, yes. Indeed. But she was the first female pilot to do the Atlantic. And then in 1935, Amelia Earhart was very famous in her day. We didn't have Facebook and Twitter and social media, but yet they had lots of newspapers. And her picture was often in newspapers as she was breaking more and more records. So in 1935, she was the first person to fly alone or solo, you could say, across the Pacific. Soon she had another ambitious goal in mind, and this was big, to fly around the entire world. No one had ever done it.
That's right. So that's quite ambitious there to try and fly all the way around the world. So here in the next paragraph it says, with high hopes, Amelia set off from Florida, U.S., with navigator Fred Noonan on June 1st, 1937. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she wasn't alone. She wasn't solo. She had a navigator with her. The navigator, of course, is the person who tries to figure out the route or the course of the airplane. That person needs to take readings from the atmosphere, et cetera, et cetera. They probably look at a compass or something like that.
He maps out their course.
Yes, they figure out their route, which way to go, and they assist the pilot. The pilot, of course, does all the flying, operates the equipment and stuff like that, the flaps and all that
fun stuff, the wings.
But the navigator says, oh, you know, you need to turn right. You need to turn left. Go up a little bit. Go down, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, there were two of them when they took off from Florida in June of 1937. However, their twin-engine plane disappeared on the second day of their journey near Howland Island in the Pacific. Okay, so this is a twin engine plane. It had two engines. Some planes at the time had a single engine. I don't think they had jet planes quite yet then. Everything was propellers.
I think there are still single engine planes today, though. The
small ones.
Oh,
they still have them, of course, smaller ones. They're still quite popular. But this one had two engines, one on each side there. But it disappeared on the second day of their journey. Of course, if you're taking a long trip someplace, you're on a journey. If you're going to travel maybe for 4 or 5 months backpacking around Europe or something like that, you might describe that as a personal journey. I would just say that's backpacking or traveling. But a journey to me is like going someplace that no one's gone before on a ship or something like that. So yes, their journey began there from Florida, but they disappeared 2 days later, or at least on the second day, near Howland Island in the Pacific Ocean. I'd have to look that up exactly. Where is Howland Island?
Yeah, I've never heard of it either. The U.S. government, of course, tried to find them. They concluded after the search that the pair had run out of fuel. So, of course, a twin engine, and they need lots of fuel to get it to run. And they concluded, that was their conclusion after they did their investigation. Usually you come to a conclusion after you have some facts that you can look at and decide exactly what happened. So if you conclude something, you formally say this is how it ended. They said the pair had probably run out of fuel and crashed into the water. And I was saying to Tom, when we were growing up, that's what we heard, that Amelia Earhart, her plane had just run out of gas, run out of fuel, crashed into the water. We never found any part of the plane.
And again, the U.S. government concluded, well, they ran out of fuel, so they crashed, of course. And then we've got some forensic analysts. They claim that bones discovered on Nico Memoro Island belong to Amelia. I heard that, too. They found some bones, and they did some testing on the bones. And they thought, yes, they probably belong to a tall Caucasian female. Who else would it be? But then I think the bones disappeared or something like that, and nobody knows what happened to them. So over time, her story has become the stuff of legend. People are discussing this all the time. Gee, what do you think happened to Amelia Earhart? I also heard the story of some girl in Florida who was listening to a shortwave radio, thought she heard a distress call from her as well.
Oh, interesting.
So there are all sorts of theories. So again, 8 decades after her disappearance, Amelia remains an inspirational figure. To remain means continues to be inspirational to people. Even men probably see her as an idol and inspiration to become a pilot.
Yeah, kind of cool. So if you don't know anything about her, look her up. She's kind of fun to read about. Her story is kind of inspirational, kind of cool. Right now, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第四个空格的句子。Soon, she had another blank four go in mind to fly around the entire world.首先呢，在这里第二段来叙述他是怎么样爱上飞行，然后很快的呢，他就又有了另外一个怎么样的目标，而目标在后面要 fly around the entire world， 要能够呢飞行环绕世界一周。第四题 A cautious 谨慎小心的 ，B amateur 业余的 ，C ambitious 有野心的 ，D。casual, 随便的。一个人想要呢能够飞行环绕世界一周，可见这是一个非常有野心，带着雄心壮志的目标。所以搭配文意，第四题的标准答案，我们就选择 C, ambitious。第五个空格 ,with high hopes, Amelia, blank five, from Florida, US.With navigator Fred Noonan on June 1st, 1937. 带着大家的期望呢 ,Amelia 就在1937年的6月1号从美国的佛州呢跟另外一个导航员怎么样。这里我们需要一个动词。第五题 ,A 选项 ,got back, 回来 ,B, set off, 出发 ,C, stood out, 突出显著。D, shied away, 躲避。从文意里面可以看到呢，带着这样雄心壮志，他就出发了。所以第五题，我们就选择 B, set off。 第六个空格前面提到呢，不知道什么原因在太平洋的一个岛上附近消失了。The US government concluded the pair had run out of fuel and crashed into the water. 这个美国政府做的结论是认为呢，飞行员耗尽了燃料而坠入了水中。后面我们需要一个连接词，后面的文意呢说到 blank six, some forensic analysts claim that bones discovered on Nikumaroro Island belong to Amelia. 另外的一个想法呢是提到了一些法医的分析师声称在这个岛上发现的骨头是属于 Amelia。 你会发现前面跟后面两者不同的说法，我们可以用 while解释成为然而、但是来比较前后两者之间的差异。所以第六题需要一个连接词比较前后两者之间的差异，我们标准答案就选择 D, while。 最后一句， Over time, her story has become the stuff of legend, and 8 decades after her disappearance, Amelia remains aM blank seven figure. 其实呢，在他失踪80年之后呢，随着时间的经过，他的故事成了 legend 传奇。那么他本人仍然是一个怎么样的传奇人物呢？第七题 ，A conventional 习惯的 ，B inspirational 鼓舞人心的 ，C emotional 激动的。D, occasional, 偶尔的。看到她带着雄心壮志，而且是一个伟大的女飞行员，这样子的人物当然是能够鼓舞人心的。所以搭配文意，第七题的标准答案就选择 B, inspirational. OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully Amelia Earhart will inspire you to become a pilot as well. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.